Well, I think the best way to put it, Trump has weaponized Twitter. I think just last week, John Oliver said, who would imagine when Twitter was invented that we'd be on the brink of nuclear Armageddon? And everyone kind of laughs at that. But people who really follow this, and as you know, this is what I used to do in my old job at the CIA, we know that this is deadly serious. Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, is very impulsive. The last thing we want to do is heat up this rhetoric until we move into something that is sort of moves inexorably toward nuclear war. We don't want to stumble into nuclear war.
So far, Valerie, you've only raised what maybe close to $50,000 toward your goal of $1 billion. Here's the question: are you just trying to send a message? Is this really a serious effort? Because I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, $1 billion is really ambitious, and I've just learned today that's only going to buy like an eighth of a controlling share of Twitter, so it's a highly valued company. The point is, I want to shine a spotlight on showing how dangerous Trump and his Twitter button can be. And it also, I hope, gives people the sense that they don't just have to stand by when through his ever escalating tweets, undermines our national security. So, and I have to make a very valid point here that I do not financially benefit from any of this money. Any of the money, any to the last penny, will go to Global Zero, an organization I've been involved with for a long time. They are leading the resistance against nuclear war and ultimately the elimination of nuclear weapons.